Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on July 8 regarding William Obert, O-B-E-R-T. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Obert as described in the report cited above. Period. He is now a 66-year-old male who again recalls that he injured his left shoulder at work in February 2013 while unloading a truck. Period. He did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment leading to shoulder replacement surgery on 7/18/13. Period. Since last seen here, he submitted to another surgery in 2018. Period. His last active treatment was completed on 1/16/22. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Obert alleges on 2/5/13 he injured his left shoulder, had internal infections and injuries as well as neurologic and cardiac injuries from lifting and carrying stock material. Period. Did receive an order approving settlement on 6/24/15 to be inserted. Period. He then reopened his case in 2019. Period. Subsequently, he underwent a left shoulder. Scratch that. This is earlier. He had already undergone a left shoulder MRI on 5/22/13 to be inserted here. Period. That was probably a report we had earlier. Period. On 2/11/20, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y, for repeat evaluation. Period. He underwent reverse shoulder arthroplasty in 2013. Period. He had been doing very well until recently. Period. He had two episodes where it feels as though his shoulder dislocated and spontaneously reduced at home. Period. This happened in October of 2019. Period. He had a second event about 6 weeks later. Period. He was examined and underwent x-rays of the left shoulder. Period. Dr. Ramsey's diagnoses were complete rotator cuff tear, left shoulder pain, and left shoulder primary osteoarthritis. Period. He ordered x-rays of the left shoulder and opined he did not see anything that requires any immediate surgery. Period. He could not reproduce any of the patient's symptoms, and there is no evidence for implant loosening or fracture. Period. At that point, he was going to remain on his work restrictions. Period. He deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement and was discharged from care. Period. New paragraph on 2/15/21. He was seen by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He recommended reevaluation by Dr. Ramsey or another physician who does a significant amount of shoulder replacement surgery, as well as revision total shoulder replacement surgery. Period. He believed hand numbness was from carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He followed up with Dr. Lipschultz on 1/25/21, period. Actually, that should go before the one I just read about 2/15/21. He was seen for a second opinion by Dr. Lipschultz on 1/25/21, period. He had a positive tenalis and Phelan's maneuvers bilaterally suggestive of carpal tunnel syndrome that did not appear to be related to a shoulder injury. Period. Relative to the shoulder, he would be concerned over potential loosening of his prosthesis. Period. He suggested x-rays and a possible bone scan to assess that. Period. He returned to Dr. Ramsey on 5/11/21 and was referred for additional diagnostic testing. Period. A CAT scan of the shoulder was done on 5/26/21 to be inserted here. Period. on 6/18/21, Dr. Ramsey performed surgery to be inserted here. Apparently the petitioner followed up postoperatively and may have had physical therapy also. Period. He last saw Dr. Ramsey on 11/24/21. Period. He discontinued therapy, but recommended continuation of a home program. Period. He opined the restrictions were permanent in nature, but he was going to return in 6 months for a 1-year follow-up. Period. On the visit of 8/31/21, he wrote, X-ray showed the left reverse total shoulder replacement is in proper alignment with no signs of subsidence, loosening, wear, fracture, or instability. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed confluent hyperpigmented skin changes bilaterally and old traumatic scars. Pretty also had decreased skin turgor. Pretty has been on oral prednisone for more than 20 years, which explains the appearance of his skin. Pretty, he had swelling of multiple finger joints, the left wrist along the ulnar aspect, the left CMC joint, and fingernail changes bilaterally. Paired active left shoulder abduction was 125 degrees, flexion 90 degrees, external rotation 80 degrees. Paired internal rotation was full to 90 degrees with tenderness. Paired independent adduction and extension were both full to 50 degrees without discomfort. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L1 level on the left and the T10 level on the right. Paired motion of the right shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 4+. He resisted left shoulder abduction and 5- for elbow flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. He did have 3 substantial scars that were visible. Paired longitudinally was a anterior scar measuring 5.5 inches in length. Paired in the left antecubital area was a 1.5 inch linear scar. Paired in the axilla was a transverse scar measuring about 1 inch that he states was from surgery to relieve his infection that had developed. Paired shoulder maneuvers. He had positive Hawkins, near, empty can, O'Brien's, coarse reduction, speeds, Annapolis scratch tests on the left. Paired, these were all negative on the right. Paired, spine cervical active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Paired extension was 40 degrees, rotation right 50 degrees and left 55 degrees, side bending right 40 degrees and left 25 degrees. The rest of that is normal, and thoracic is normal. Impressions. William Arbert injured his left shoulder at work on 2/5/13, as marked in my prior report. Paired since evaluated here, he went on to receive an order approving settlement and then reopened his case. Paired he was seen again by Dr. Ramsey and then Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He had a CAT scan on the left shoulder on 5/26/21. Period. He had surgery on the shoulder on 6/18/21. Period. He followed up with Dr. Ramsey postoperatively through 11/16/21, as noted above. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be several healed surgical scars about the left upper extremity. Period. He had markedly decreased range of motion about the left shoulder actively. Period provocative maneuvers were all positive for internal derangement and impingement. Period. Let me paragraph my assessment of disability. remain the same as what I mark, or perhaps slightly higher since you had another surgery. Period. End.